You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. I'm Steve Bertrand. Thanks very much for tuning in. We will listen in on the news of the day coming up in the next half hour. Kendall Coyne Schofield, newly hired as a coach for the Blackhawks, their Rockford division, player personnel. She's going to join us around 6:35 or so. And then we'll talk to a 17-year-old birder. He's found, identified more than, I think, like almost 280 different species of birds in Cook County so far this year, and he continues to go. He set a record. On a phone line now is Alderman Scott Wagesback. How many birds can you name, Alderman?
Definitely not that many.
No. I got sparrow, yeah, robin, and red-winged blackbird, and then I kind of run out.
Magpie, yeah, starling.
So the Alderman is not here for this. He's the chairman of the Finance Committee. The budget vote is going to come up later this week. The vote on the property tax hike, the $94 million, was approved last week. There's a $1.2 billion deficit needs to be made up. Does the mayor, and do you have the votes?
Yes, the mayor does. I think it's going to be a vote that is unlike ones in the past where, you know, they were pretty much a given that you would have 40 aldermen, 45 aldermen voting for it. I think there's been a lot more open discussion and a lot more people putting forth ideas. So there's good democracy happening in the council.
Well, the mayor said coming in, right, that she wanted the aldermen to have a voice, and turns out that they are exercising their voices.
Yeah, and I think it's been pretty contentious, as you see from the papers or from reporting. It's been heated at times, and I think a lot of this is in part brought on by the financial situation we find ourselves in from COVID and not being able to meet people in person and have discussions. So, you know, everything's done online nowadays, and it makes it a lot more difficult to compromise and work together, but we have to get it done.
You know, that's an interesting point I hadn't thought about, because it also, you know, we all are subjected to abuse on social media and things like that. And a lot of times it's because people aren't sitting right across from you or talking to your face. They get up a little more courage. Has that led to more heated debate in the city council just because you're not all sharing the same space?
I think it has, and I think, you know, sometimes in meetings we've seen moments where aldermen have gone pretty far over the top that I've been really disappointed in and had to calm the senses and bring people back to a position of just having a discussion instead of yelling or abusive language. So, yeah, I'll tell you, it's unlike any I've ever seen before. And even going back to 2008 when we had a difficult recession with the housing market crash, we didn't even see it this bad. So, you know, I think people are coming together and trying to work through their differences, but it really takes a lot of extra effort with a lot of just the anxieties and angst that is out there. So trying to keep people focused on the issues and not going after personalities has been a little difficult.
Okay, so Rahm Emanuel certainly wasn't liked by all 50, but he kind of ruled by an iron fist or got the big number of votes. What's the difference in the situation with Mayor Lightfoot and Mayor Emanuel? I understand about the COVID-19, but I suspect there's more to it than just that. I mean, I don't know what I think the answer is, but it's got to be more than just that, because the city council has been pretty contentious since she was sworn in, I think.
Yeah, and I don't know what the full thing is there. I think people, you know, for a couple of administrations going back to the Daley and then Emanuel administration, there was a lot of expectation that you just fell in line, and there was a lot of pressure to do that. And I think what the Lightfoot administration has done is, you know, really kind of shaken up the system. We aren't doing things the way we always were before in different departments, and I think that initially upset some people. She was looking at really tackling this issue of aldermanic prerogative and found out, you know, you kind of have to scale back a little bit.
You know, so Chairman, it's funny you, because as you moved into that answer, that's where I thought of right away was the aldermanic prerogative. And I sort of was thinking of Bill Clinton's first days being gays in the military. It's like, you know, back in that day, that was not an issue to start with. You had to work into it. And she probably made the same mistake when it comes to aldermanic prerogative.
Yeah, and I think my discussion with them was basically, look, if you, not to get too far in the details, but if you want to remove aldermanic prerogative, you have to rebuild the system that exists at the executive level first, because that, I think, has a lot of work to do as well. So we have to work together on that. And you can't just have a sort of cutoff point on a lot of the systems in this city that have been the same for the last 30, 40, 50 years.
Well, she had... I'm sorry.
Tackling those kind of things, yeah, turning around that ship is going to take a few more years. We can't do it all overnight.
She got 21 votes in the Finance Committee for the property tax increase. She needs 25 and then her own to pass the budget. You said it's not going to be 45 votes. How many votes is she going to get?
Well, I'm thinking it's going to be a few over the 50% plus one that she needs, upwards of 28, 29. I can't really say for sure, because I think in years past, what I would see is a lot of people would come around in the last few days when they really sat down and worked through some of the details of things, and you see people trying to compromise. So the number could go up, but what I've told a lot of people is, look, if you're uncomfortable with certain issues, remember we're in the worst economic situation we found ourselves in the last century.
Well, and
we're in the middle of a pandemic, so you have to vote, as you see fit.
The good news for the aldermen is that they likely won't have to vote for a property tax increase again, right? Because the plan here is to automatically put in sort of a cost of living increase every year.
Yeah, but we would have to vote on that every year.
Oh.
And I think one of the issues there that I argue for on is when we have these big tax hikes in the past, several years that I've been alderman, we would get a massive increase. And it was because we didn't do the work, for 1 to 5 or 10 years of paying into the pension obligations that we have. And that really led us to the position that we're at today. I think having a CPI gives homeowners or taxpayers more predictability. I don't like it particularly because I see an amount going up each year, but I'd rather know that I'm not going to get hit with a massive increase because somebody hasn't been mining the till. And I think that's where this allows us from year to year to really get focused on how we should be meeting our obligations.
Yeah, that I didn't realize you're going to have to vote to approve it every year. That's going to make it more difficult, isn't it?
Yeah, but I think the aldermen realize that we have to do these things incrementally instead of hitting taxpayers, hard every few years because we don't want to make difficult choices on an annual basis.
All right,
I'm hoping that's how they look at it.
We're talking to Finance Committee Chairman Scott Wagsbeck, the alderman. And the mayor had said that she was not going to engage in horse trading in order to win votes. But then she also said later that she was proud of the compromises that were reached. So did she trade some horses to get the votes and support she needs?
Well, I think, the way I looked at horse trading in the old days, people would just walk up in the back room and say, hey, you can have my vote, if I get a park, or if, I heard a couple former aldermen who aren't around anymore would say, oh, I used to get 100 jobs or 200 jobs out of this for, my vote. And that's not the way things work anymore. That horse trading is gone. I think
I'm going to stop you because I want you to say that again, because we hear about this stuff, but that's as specific as I've heard. So there are aldermen who would brag that they'd get 100 jobs for a vote.
Yeah, this was back in the 70s and the 80s. I think. Well, I was born, but that was back at a different time. And,
right.
And so I think just hard factual things of I need this done or that done, and I think what the mayor is trying to do here in terms of the compromises, for instance on the mental health issues, she took a stand for a co-responder model to have a joint group go out to help respond to mental health calls that we get at the 911 center. And some people wanted the responder only, no police officer, no other uniformed officer
right
there. And I think the mayor realized, look, I have to compromise on this, so let's do a hybrid model. Let's put it, half and half into each thing. And I think that's where she's trying to figure out, how can I help people get the things that they need done or would like to see done?
Chairman, we're running
out
of time.
It's not always going to be agreeable.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
But real quick into the newsroom, Kim Gordon has a question for you.
Alderman, I know the cap on delivery fees passed today, but it's said that it's only for a short time until the restrictions come down. What are those restrictions that will come down that the delivery fees will go back up?
Well, once we get to 40% occupancy for restaurants and then an extra 2 months, then we will have those restrictions lifted. So it'll give restaurants a couple extra months after we get up to a certain level of indoor activity again.
Is that something that could be relooked at, though, if restaurants are still struggling?
Yeah, we're definitely going to take a look at it, and we're going to look at ghost menus as well, because that industry has really done a number on all of our small and large restaurants throughout the city and in every neighborhood. So we really want to make sure that we have the right type of laws in place to kind of prevent that price gouging and other theft of menus, frankly, for all our businesses.
Alderman Scott Wagesback, thank you very much for joining us. We'll be following the vote later this week.
Thank you all.
You bet. This is the news coming up next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom here on 720 WGN.